Frank, I hate to disappoint your listeners, but no announcement yet. We were initially told perhaps 10 o'clock, then 11 o'clock. It now looks likely it's going to be closer to 12 o'clock. Now, I'm amongst the fans here down outside SSE Arena. My goodness, these people are so dedicated. I've just briefly spoken to a girl there who had travelled all the way from Australia for last night's gig. Unbelievably, no regrets. No regrets whatsoever. I was speaking to her mum. Lots and lots of money spent coming to Belfast, staying here for the night, flying out again today, and she didn't get a peep of One Direction at all, but still dedicated. That is the feeling amongst these fans here as well. They're just so dedicated to the boys. And obviously my questioning is, any bad feeling towards One Direction? None whatsoever.
And maybe the girls know more than we know. Maybe they can see inside the souls of those young lads. They're thinking to themselves, yeah, you do get sick. You do get sick. And when if someone gets sick, then someone else gets sick, and they don't feel up to it. And in fairness to One Direction, their tradition has been to be brilliant with their fans.
They are. And as I say, not only are they most dedicated fans in pop, they're also the most forgiving fans in pop as well. But just speaking to them, there's people standing here with their fingers crossed in anticipation, very anxious feeling, but the mood is still very upbeat, and they're very hopeful that they will get a good positive announcement very soon. I'm actually going to go over to some fans here. I don't know, girls, I'm live on the radio here. Maybe give us a quick blast of One Direction.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head.
How was that? Now, does that epitomise the feeling down here? That, as I say, fans still very upbeat down at the SSE Arena, Frank.
Paul, if we get an announcement that says it's cancelled, I want you to get those singers back on for me, all right?
Certainly. Thanks, Frank.
Cheers, Paul. The girls do love them, there's no doubt about that. It's coming up at 11:15. As soon as we know, we will let you know.